A new report from the State Attorney General's office finds that police departments around Maryland have a total of nearly 3,700 untested sexual assault evidence kits, or rape kits. Some of them date back to as far as 1981. Baltimore City's police department has the second highest number of untested kits of any law enforcement agency, with 871 through 2016. The report comes with recommended changes on how police should handle evidence collected from sexual assault victims. WYPR's Rachel Bay has more.
Despite the large number of untested kits, there's no backlog waiting to be tested. Law enforcement agencies have decided not to test them for one reason or another. The rules vary in each jurisdiction. That's why Attorney General Brian Frosch recommends creating statewide rules for testing, storing, reporting, and disposing of kits. He also recommends changing the consent form victim sign to allow rape kits to be tested even if the victim doesn't want to prosecute.
You know, there's a balance that has to be struck there. I don't think we want to be in a position where we're saying to a victim, you must prosecute. But on the other hand, it's useful to know whether we have a match to somebody else who's involved in a sexual assault.
At least a few of the recommendations will need to be approved by the General Assembly. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.